Hi, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's donuts.
All right, that was Hank from their album How to Prosper in the Coming Bad Years. That was the song Forster Appeal. Whatever happened to Robert Forster's appeal? Came back a bit of a bounce back in Jackie Brown and in, Mulholland Drive. Had a bit part in that. Medium cool. Great movie. Hank, one of my favorites, kind of under celebrated band, but an oldie but a goodie. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. Graduation week here, very exciting, lots of regalia, lots of bouquets of flowers, and congrats to all those people for all their hard work getting through it. Congrats, have a great summer. And I was away for a couple weeks. I missed being on the air. One week I was away, next week I was preempted, and very happy to be back. Wall-to-wall hits today. All the good stuff from the last 3 weeks have been piling up in my inbox. I'm ready to just boosh, blow your socks off. Let's start with Adrian Teacher and the Subs. Their new album is called Terminal City. We're going to hear the title track. It is also a new music video for this song done by their drummer Amanda. It's claymation. It's all about how Vancouver, and particularly Hastings Sunrise, is just changing very quickly and probably not for the best. Adrian Teacher's this new record, it's being released tomorrow. It's pretty fantastic, and the release party is going to be at Music Waste in a week and a half. So let's give a listen to that. Adrian Teacher and the Subs. We all live in a terminal city. Here we go.
Walked across the street to the show. west to the east. We're bringing the west to the east. We're bringing the west to the east. We're bringing the west to the east. We don't know.
The grand opening of Westbrook Community Center's Splash Pad, an interactive water feature and park adjacent to the center. Come out on May 29th from 1 to 3 for live music by Tatiana Speed, a live on-location broadcast by CITR, and plenty of activities for the whole family, including face painting, temporary tattoos, games, popcorn, and iced chocolate. The first 300 guests will receive a free Menchie's frozen yogurt. Check out Westbrook Community Center on Facebook for more information.
HP steak sauce.
It's time to get outside and play with your friends. Take a copy of Discorder magazine with you.
I'm out to lunch.
In the May issue, we talk to MOSFET, Cornshed, Horsepower, So Loki, and Glad Rags. We also feature Hits and Misses Record Shop, and Brenda Grunau writes an article exploring the shortfalls of Vancouver nightlife. With album reviews of Coben, Ace Martins, and Operators, and live show reviews of Young Lean and Courtney Barnett, you won't want to miss this one. Pick up a copy at your favorite local record store, cafe, or retailer, or visit discorder.ca for more content.
Broke is what I am. It sounds familiar to me. What good will come to us? What a
All right, that was Un Blonde from Calgary, the brainchild of Jean-Sébastien Audette. And they have a new record out. It's called Good Will Come to You. That was the first single. It's called Staying in Line. Before that, we heard Supermoon from their new record released last week. It's called Playland, out now as a double 7-inch on Mint Records. We heard the song Unsaid. Featuring drummer Selena on vocals. Always nice when the drummer gets involved on the vocals. I love that, especially when it's Selena. They performed live on the air last Friday on Femme Concept. So if you're a Supermoon fan, and I know there's lots of you out there, definitely check that out. There's a podcast up. It was great. And both them and the band that we heard before that, Adrian Teacher and the Subs, are playing at the Toast on the Friday night of Music Waste. So that'll be a hot show. Also, Morning Coo is playing, and we all know Morning Coo is great. She is, but also. So definitely make sure to make it to the Toast for at least part of your Friday night in a couple weeks during Music Waste. And we heard Terminal City, the title track by Adrian Teacher and the Subs before that. Up next, we're going to take a trip across the country to historic Montreal, cosmopolitan Montreal, home of Fixture Records, which is administered the baby of the same folks that are in the band Brave Radar, and they're putting out their first full length. It was a really awkward way of explaining that. They're putting out their first full length. It's called Lion Head. It's going to be out in a couple of weeks, and they posted the first single. It's called Moves in Time, and it was recorded at the Bottle Garden Studios, an analog studio in Montreal that's doing amazing things right now. And so we're going to hear Brave Radar, and then following that, another band that was recorded at the Bottle Garden that was also has a 7-inch out on Fixture, Jeff Elise Barbara. So let's start with Brave Radar, then some Jeff Elise Barbara, and then another Montrealer currently, Alex Calder. So starting off with Moves in Time. Here we go. Thank you. All right. That was Alex Calder, formerly of Makeout Videotape. And he's put out a few solo albums, and that's the new one, a cassette coming out on Captured Tracks. It's called Bends. The song Shaking My Years Away. Before that, we heard Jeff Elise Barbara from Montreal. That was the 7-inch Sex Machine. And that's a groovy number. Before that, we heard Brave Radar, label mates to Jeff Barbara. From their forthcoming record, Lion Head, coming out June 10th. And that was the song Moves in Time. Good stuff, Montreal. Way to keep it going. And I should say Un Blonde, who I played earlier, has moved to Montreal. In Montreal now. No longer Calgary. We're going to keep going further east for a couple of great East Coast bands. Heaven for Real is a recent signee of Mint Records, Vancouver indie rock juggernaut. And this features a couple of familiar faces. Mark and Scott are twins that are the backup band they play backup in Monomyth. And then they're also, they record under the name Quaker Parents. And then this is a whole other band called Heaven for Real. And they have a new record coming out. It's called Kill Your Memory. It's going to be coming out on Mint in July, which is very exciting. And they've posted the first single. It's called Subliminal. And after that, we're going to hear a supergroup, but I'll leave that to your imagination. A Halifax supergroup. Starting off, though, with Heaven for Real. Here we go.
The world. Revolution, Non-Reptilian Life. Timbre Concerts, Levitation Fest, and CITR present King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Dead Ghosts and the Pretties this May 28th at the Rickshaw Theater. King Gizzard is touring in support of new album Paper Mache Dream Balloon. This show is completely
sold out.
And you can learn more about these dark rites at KingGizzardandTheLizardWizard.com or learn more about upcoming shows at TimbreConcerts.com.
My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Buried on the edge of suburb sprawl, past rows of houses, shopping malls in the settle, copper dust. Between the cushions underneath, rolled in lint, forgotten things of the past year. Suddenly, and I smell it out. Orange peel moniker, some drifting clouds and embers. Visions of the mind assembling. I can't remember anything. Old receptions coming in. Green pen, thousand items. Reno sweatshirt. You understand? But I wrote this down. Sleepy morning, awoken to some coded warning. Remember and cannot remember the other worlds I have been through.
All right, that was E.G. from Seattle, from their forthcoming record, Bubble. That was the song Orange Peel Moniker. Before that, we heard Tons, which is a super group, so says I, made up of Sloan's, Chris Murphy, Super Friends, and Flashing Lights, Matt Murphy, and Mike O'Neill from the Inbreds. Tons is also the Technical University of Nova Scotia. I think that's the inspiration for the name. That was the song Mind Over Matter, and they have a self-titled album coming out soon. Apologies if there was a bit of a delay between those two songs. I was not in the studio, and I spaced on the fact that... sorry about that. Before that, we heard Heaven for Real from Halifax from the forthcoming Mint Records release, Kill Your Memory. That was the song Subliminal. Currently, Heaven for Real have a cross-country tour set up, and it ends after Nanaimo, Victoria, end of July. So hopefully there's a Vancouver date tacked on to the end of that. All right, you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, just under 20 minutes left. Jenny Hovall from Sweden is going to be releasing an album in September. Why am I telling you this? Because she's previewed her album, Blood Bitch, with the song Female Vampire. The sort of the conceit of this record is that it's told by through the lens of a character from a 70s horror film. That's my understanding. Anyways, I really like Jenny Hovall, so I will let her take me there. So let's give a listen to the song Female Vampire. This is Jenny Hovall. Here we go.
Say it to your face, but it doesn't mean a thing. No!
All right. This is, you're currently listening to Holy Ghost from New York. They have a new record out on DFA Records. It's called Hit Reset. This is the song. Oh, no, sorry. It's called Crime Cuts, and this is the song Stereotype. Before that, we heard Russian artist Keter Levansky with the song No More Summer Rain. That's an outtake from the January Sun Sessions, not on the record, but it's been released digitally. Before that, we heard Jesse Lanza from Toronto from the album Oh No, that was VV Violence. And at the top, Jenny Haval from her forthcoming record, Blood Bitch, that was the song Female Vampire. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Stay tuned for Coco Channel coming up next, and then Music for the Observant at 3 p.m. An excellent afternoon of programming here at CITR, so stay tuned. Thanks so much for listening to me, and have a lovely weekend. I shall see you next week. We're going to close things out with the Julie Ruin featuring Kathleen Hanna, and they're going to be in town in October. October 7th at the Rickshaw. It's just been announced, so you've got a ways to wait, but let the anticipation build up. So we're going to hear the song I'm Done from Hit Reset. This is the Julie Ruin.
As one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh.
Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down. Climbed up.